Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to talk about negative emotions and why we need to learn how to deal with them. Maybe it'll teach us or allow us not to bitch anymore.
I don't think we're ever going to stop bitching. I kind of like bitching sometimes.
Oh, you love bitching. So why is it important, Adi, to learn to regulate our negative emotions or emotions in general?
Yeah, I think emotions in general are important to be able to regulate, manage, observe. Just because emotions play a pivotal role in your behaviors, and without the strategies for managing them or regulating them, it can dictate how you're going to behave, and then it might lead to doing something you don't want to do or behaving in a manner that doesn't align with the kind of person that you want to be. And it was really out of emotion versus feeling the emotion and then being able to choose the way that you behave anyways. So you have that emotion, it's okay, but it doesn't dictate how you behave.
And who wants to walk around and live their life feeling like shit all the time? You know, a lot of people walk around with tension and anger and sadness and depression, and they don't know how to get rid of that.
Right. I've been there. And it's definitely a hopeless feeling of this is just how it's going to be, or this is just you. It's almost even you could be unconscious of it, especially if you have no strategies for regulating those emotions. But I think what's not really talked about as much, and we're not going to talk about it as much in this podcast, but it's the exact same thing on positive emotions, like really feeling an extreme amount of happiness or just on that end of the spectrum can lead to behaviors that are also not aligned with the kind of person that you want to be. You could be impulsive. You could do things too quickly. You could operate as if every single thing is going to work out and make decisions that maybe aren't appropriate. And that could lead to a negative result as well. So it's really both ends of the spectrum.
Let's talk about how we learned how to deal with emotions. I learned through, I don't even know, maybe the way my parents behaved, what they said or didn't say, from just the environment that I grew up in, that it's okay to show emotion and to express emotion as long as it's joy, happiness, and excitement. Nothing else. Absolutely no anger. Absolutely no sadness or fear. None of those were appropriate to show for me growing up. And maybe that's just something like that I assumed was going on. Maybe I just read people wrong in my environment, but that's what I picked up on. Or and maybe, that's how I lived my life for a long time.
Maybe you weren't seeing a lot of examples of anger.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
Because in my house, it was very different.
What was yours like?
In my house, it was you can show all of your emotions regardless of what they are. So if you're angry, show anger. If you're sad, show sadness. Don't regulate any of it. You know, go happy all the way happy, go angry all the way angry. There was no regulation of the spectrum at all. It was express all of the emotions, which I think is probably the other end of that spectrum.
How did that impact you and your family?
In my house, in order to be the one who's heard, you have to have the most emotion. So it's like you have to be louder or more upset or angrier or have something more exciting going on or happier. And I think it was always kind of like a competition of emotions at the table.
For me, it led to me like retreating within myself. It led to depression and anxiety and later on drug addiction. I mean, I had some shit in my teenage years. Like I had caused a lot of destruction in my life and pain for those around me. And it led to me feeling intense amounts of shame. The only time I ever cried was when I would go in my bathroom and I would lock both doors and I would just put my hands in my face and cry and just sob for half an hour. That's the only time I ever showed those negative emotions. And there were a lot of them. I got really, really good at bottling things up and pretending that things, like all, everything was okay. So it wasn't until years later that I discovered that all of our emotions are actually sacred and there's a reason that we're feeling them and it's okay to express them. And the only way to get rid of negative emotions is to actually feel them. Like we almost always have to share them with other people for them to fully go away. For a long time, even after I went to treatment, I was, and I still deal with this to a certain extent. There are certain emotions like jealousy or envy, and in large part anger, that I'm kind of ashamed to feel in the first place, and thus I'm ashamed to express them. And what I've been taught, and what I keep trying to practice more of, is there's a reason I'm feeling that, and there's like kind of a younger, smaller version of me inside of myself. That's just, there's something that the little boy inside of me is not getting, whether it be attention or validation or security or love or whatever. There's a part of me that's not getting one of its needs met. And so I have this feeling. And a lot of times what I will do, and this is not a good strategy, is I will tell myself something like, that's a trivial feeling, or I shouldn't have that feeling. And I'll try to pretend that it's not there and like push it away. And there, I think there's this equation that suffering equals pain times resistance. Mm. Suffering equals pain times resistance. So I'm feeling this pain, this jealousy or this envy or anger. And the more I resist it, the more painful it really becomes and the longer it persists. And so the first thing to understand when learning how to regulate your negative emotions is to reframe them as they're not a bad thing. They just are. You're just feeling a feeling.
Yeah, one of the coolest things that you ever told me, I mean, you've told me many amazing things.
Thousands of cool things.
But this one in particular was, I'm sure you got it. I think you got it from
somewhere else. I probably invented it.
But it was, you can't numb one emotion without numbing all the emotions.
Brené Brown.
So you can't ignore the feelings of shame, envy, jealousy, sadness, all of those, anger, without also inherently avoiding the feelings of happiness, joy, excitement, all of those emotions as well. And that was kind of like an aha moment for me of resisting the negative emotions is also resisting the positive emotions. And it seems a little bit counterintuitive to just actually feel your emotions and let yourself feel them and you'll work through them that way. But it works. It really does.
The next one is, and this is kind of a tactic, if you will, of letting emotion pass through you. It is said by whom, I don't know. It is said that no emotion lasts longer than 5 to 7 minutes if felt fully.
I've heard that from so many different people with a bunch of different time frames from 2 to 10 minutes or 2 to 7 minutes, whatever. But it's come from a bunch of different places. So it's got to be true, right?
Right. And so it sounds like a D heard bad information all over the place. 5 to 7 minutes. That's confirmed. So the bottom line is feel your feelings. And how do we do that? Well, first, don't tell yourself things like, this is bad. I shouldn't be feeling it. Just accept that you're feeling what you're feeling. And a good way to know that you are actually feeling it is to focus on your breath a little bit, mm-hmm. right? If you're lost in your head, up in thought, then you might not be feeling anything. You might just be lost in thought and you're not really feeling what's going on in your body, that physical sensation.
I think what you're talking about too, that has really helped me and I've been becoming a little bit more aware of it, is when you're lost in thought and you're trying to think your way through an emotion instead of feel your way through an emotion, I actually am not breathing in those cases. Like my breath is stuck in my chest. And if I allow myself to become aware of it, I all of a sudden can like let out this huge breath because I haven't been breathing the entire time that I'm trying to think my way through the emotion. It's like, I feel like it's a, like a protective mechanism. Like when you're about to get hurt or you're about to, it's kind of like that sensation when I'm driving the car by the shoulder of the highway and then there's the truck.
Yep.
Like everyone's been there. Like you got to pass the truck and you're like, oh my God, it's so close. And I start like squeezing my body together as if me getting smaller is going to make the truck, like the car smaller. And trying to think your way through your emotions is kind of like that. Like you, your body can use those protective mechanisms to protect you from the pain of feeling your actual emotion versus just giving in and surrendering to the feeling and getting into the physical emotions, which I used to think this was the lamest thing that you would coach me to do. But talk about how to actually feel your emotions, which I used to think was so lame. I was like, I don't want to actually do this. But you used to coach me through like, how do I, what are the types of things I say? What do I do to actually try and teach myself how to feel my emotions?
I think the best way to do it is to start to describe the physical sensation in your body, because that's what an emotion really is. An emotion isn't words or something outside of yourself. It's a physical sensation in your body, and it's usually below your neck. Some people feel it in their face.
I get my jaw sometimes.
So the best way to do it is just start to describe it. And so if I'm feeling anger, then I try to identify where I'm feeling it in my body. Usually I will feel it around my solar plexus, between my solar plexus and my neck, and it will feel like a dull tension, just like squeezing my insides together. And you can even do things like describe what it looks like, and you can either verbalize this or just think this to yourself. You can think what it looks like, the color, the temperature. Like, is it a sharp or a dull sensation?
You can even do texture. Like, is it like a cloud or is it like a wet? Is it like a stream of water? Is it like pouring rain? Like that kind of thing. And it's been really helpful for me when I want to explain to you something that's going on in my life that I'm feeling emotions around, especially negative emotions around. I've been trying to start with, hey, I'm feeling tension in my chest or tightness in my shoulders. And I start with that first so that I get that out of the way instead of starting with whatever story I've created around the emotion of I'm feeling frustrated with XYZ person because they did XYZ. And it immediately helps me think a little more rationally.
Right. Because it's those thoughts and those stories that just play on repeat in our heads that keep those feelings sticking around for hours or days or even years sometimes, right? There's an initial emotion. We were talking about this before we started. There's an initial event that happens and we have this emotional response. Then we have the story associated with that emotion that we've learned over years and years of, this is what happens when I feel this emotion. And then this story that's playing on loop, playing on repeat, is what's continuing that emotion to persist. And if we can get down into the physical sensation, describe it, and then use what you were saying earlier, take some deep breaths, take a 4-second inhale, 8-second exhale, do that 10 times. Then you can literally, every time you exhale, you can feel that tension start to dissipate. Mm-hmm. And maybe sometimes it'll be almost instantaneous. Sometimes it might take quite a while, might take a full 7 minutes. But you can literally feel with every exhale that tension just leaving your body.
Yeah. I've even found that when I allow this to happen, I sometimes realize that the emotion didn't come from where I thought it was coming from. So it gives me some time to, when I'm initially feeling that emotion and I'm just in it, I'm feeling it, I'm trying to think my way through it, I'm very irrational and I want to assign that to something. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like the most recent thing that happened. But there's been so many times where I've taken the moments to describe what I'm feeling. And it's given me some time to like be a little bit more rational, get that immediate sting off of what just happened. And I can see that it actually wasn't what just happened that led to the emotion. It was probably something before it, or this was like the straw that broke the camel's back. And then I can actually take some actions towards fixing whatever got me into that situation in the first place, versus right. just being like, that most recent situation is the culprit and that's what needs to be fixed. It helps you see, zoom out a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Another great perspective shift is that no one makes us feel any sort of way. No one makes us angry. No one makes us sad. I make me angry. I make me sad, right? It's the stories that we tell ourselves about what other people do to us that actually makes us sad or angry or whatever. One of the few things that we're actually in complete control of in the world is our own attitude and our own emotions. And so once I stop telling myself that a D made me angry, then I take my power back. I can regulate my own emotions, and then I can operate out of the highest version of myself rather than the childish, immature, reactionary version of myself.
Yeah. And when you say that we are in complete control of our emotions, this is not for nearly the entire population a thing that you are innately born to be able to do. This is a muscle and a skill that you can develop over time if you put intention and effort towards it. It's not like, it's like saying you're in complete control of your nutrition, but you haven't managed to lose weight. It's kind of the same thing. Totally. This is something that you have to work on. And it's worth it, because what you're saying is that we can reach a level of having much better control over right. our emotions than we currently do. So it's a noble endeavor to continue working on.
Furthermore, it's not to say that we can ever force our emotions into any position, mm-hmm. right? Whether it be five or seven or however many minutes, they're going to last, how long they're going to last. And the fastest way to get through them is literally to just feel them, to yeah. surrender, as you said, to surrender to that feeling, however painful it may be, and just let it pass over us like a wave.
Right. So maybe the edit would be, you can't control the emotions happening, but you can control how you respond to the emotions.
And how long they persist.
Yes.
Guys, I hope this was helpful. First off, make sure you reframe negative emotions into, they're just emotions. All emotions are just emotions. There's no good or bad emotions. All of them are sacred, and they're trying to tell us something. So one of our needs is not met, and if we can honor them and actually feel them, then we're going to be able to regulate ourselves and experience less of them, actually. So I hope this was helpful.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.